Shepherds, Temples, Safe Places, Part 3. This is out of Jeremiah. Oh, what happened to Jeremiah? Okay, I'll have to go back there. Somehow I lost Jeremiah. Jeremiah 50. Hang on. It's about, this is against Babylon. Babylon. All right. Oh my God. Jeremiah. Oops. Overshot Jeremiah. All right, here we go. We're going to talk about Jeremiah, what he has to say. He had a lot to say, actually. The shepherds with their flocks shall come. Wait a minute. Oops. Okay, so God, this is God's desire, okay? He will set up shepherds over them, the flocks, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall be they be lacking, says the Lord, Jeremiah 23:4. And then he starts speaking to the shepherds that are out of order, that they will be a howling and a rolling in the dust, because they're going to wallow and cry, for the days of the slaughter and their dispersions will be accomplished, and God will spoil their pasture. And Jeremiah 56, here's the scripture. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They've turned them away on the mountains. They've gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. And then we are now going to go to Ezekiel 34. Whew. This is something. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy, say to them, thus says the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Okay. The shepherds are supposed to fleece and butcher the flocks. You eat the fat, and you clothe yourself with wool, and you kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The disease you have not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field. When they were scattered, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth. And none did search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord, as I live, says the Lord. Surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth. Look, this is a sovereign work of God that's about it to happen. That they may not be meat for them. I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. I, God says, I'm going to find them. I'm going to do this work. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country, I will feed them in good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall there be fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. And I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, says the Lord God, and as for you, O my flock, says the Lord God, behold, twice he says that, he says it once, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Because you have thrust with side and with shoulder, and pushed all the disease with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. And I will make them in the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in its season. And there shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. And they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord. When I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be prey to the heathen, neither shall the beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall no more consume with hunger in the land, neither shall they bear the shame of the heathen any more. They shall know that I, the Lord, am their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord God. And you are my flock. The flock of my pasture are the men, and I am your God, says the Lord. Whoo! Is that something? God is going to do this. God is good. He's a good shepherd. He is the chief shepherd. He's had it enough of all these teachings. There was 2 years of COVID. People were brought out of the churches to go home and be relational with their family and get their houses in order and seek the Lord, the house church. That was the original church of the first century. They went from house to house, breaking bread, having communion, and fellowshipping. And they threw the bums out that were getting drunk and fleecing the flock and seducing people, etc., etc. They only went to the temple. The men were required 3 times a year for the big conference, okay? So they could be taught and have a moedim, a set apart and appointed time with God. And the priesthood that served there, the Levitical priesthood and the Zadok priesthood, which I suggest you do an example and study. They're quite worth patterning themselves out. The reason the Essenes left the temples, because it was so corrupt when Jesus came, and John the Baptist, who was a son of the Levitical priesthood, Zechariah, and even he had to leave the temple to go into the wilderness because it was so corrupt to hear God. What would the Lord do? I'm telling you, it's too hard to hear. All the noise, all the chatter. When have you got, be still my soul, and gotten quiet and listened to the still small voice of the Lord in the wilderness? Instead of all these teachings and all this nonsense that goes on. My sheep hear my voice and they don't listen to the voice of another. Sheep aren't very bright, you know. But if you have a flock of sheep and they have a shepherd, when the shepherd calls them, they come running. They come running. They know his voice. They don't go to the voice of another. When they hear the voice of Almighty God, unless the wolves have come into the flock. They're picking off those, the weak and the diseased and those in the back of the flock. Shepherds, temples, and safe place. And God himself in Ezekiel 34 says, I will take them. In fact, I'm going to take them out to the wilderness. And I'm going to take them to places where they have safe pasture. And where, you know, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you.